Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Talk about getting healthy. This is the place. You're listening to Talk Healthy Today with Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
It's no secret that we crave the warm sunshine on our skin, especially this time of year. But overexposure, something that happens all too frequently during the summer months, can contribute to wrinkles and other signs of premature aging. And those sizzling sunburns are a leading cause of skin cancer today. Today I'll be talking with author Kim Erickson to discover just how the sun not only keeps us healthy, but can also harm us. You'll learn about the risk factors and signs of skin cancer, plus get a heads up on all of the surprising ways that they are being overexposed, not simply during the summer, but all year long. A respected writer and editor, Kim Erickson has been involved with the natural and integrative health field for more than two decades. The author of Drop Dead Gorgeous, Protecting Yourself from the Hidden Dangers of Cosmetics, co-author of Living Lessons, My Journey of Faith, Love, and Cutting-Edge Cancer Therapy, and a contributor to E! Magazine's Guide to Green Living, Kim has written hundreds of articles and booklets on natural health for The Vitamin Shoppe, as well as magazines like Cooking Light, Experience Life, Better Nutrition, and Vegetarian Times, among others. In addition, Kim is a certified nutrition and wellness coach and a board-certified holistic health practitioner. A frequent speaker, she conducts seminars and workshops on weight loss, clean eating, heart health, natural beauty, sports nutrition and exercise, and dietary supplements. Help me welcome my guest, Kim Erickson. Hey, Kim.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I think this is going to be a great topic, not just because we are out here in the middle of the hot desert, but I think information for people across the board, you know, those pros and cons of sun exposure.
Especially this time of year.
Absolutely. You know, it's not uncommon today for people to go into the doctor for a physical and find out, you know, just during a simple examination that they have the signs of a skin cancer. And I think the statistics are probably increasing more and more every day.
You know, one in five Americans will develop skin cancer sometime during their lifetime. And fortunately, you know, it's not melanoma, the most deadly form. Most of the cancers are either basal cell carcinoma or squamous cell carcinoma. But by the time you're 65, it's very likely that you will be diagnosed with one form of skin cancer.
Now, we need to know about sun damage and what it really does, because let's face it, when you're out in the sun, the next day you have that golden glow and we all look good. And let's just face it, you know, if we're a little overweight, there's something good about tan fat versus skinny white fat. We just look better in the summer when we got a little healthy glow. But can we talk a little bit about, you know, what we need to kind of do to maybe check ourselves over and not wait to go to the doctor? You know, women do mammogram test, men do testicular test in the shower at least once a week or once a month to check for, you know, self-examinations. Can we do self-checks for melanoma?
Absolutely. When you get out of that shower, stand in front of a full-length mirror, and you want to do the A, B, C, D, E self-check
okay.
for melanoma. Because early detection is absolutely critical.
Now, how do we do that?
Okay. What you want to do is you want to look yourself over from head to toe.
Okay.
And what you're looking for are changes in any moles, birthmarks, or spots that you have. So typically melanoma, the A stands for asymmetry. So one half of the mole looks different from the other half. B stands for border, so it will have an irregular or a scalloped border. C is the color, and the color can vary from tan, white, brown, black, even red or blue. You also want to look at the diameter if there are any changes. Typically, melanoma is bigger than an eraser on the top of a pencil.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also want to see if things are changing, because E stands for evolving. They can change in shape, size, color, all of the above. So you really want to keep an eye out for any kind of changes. And if you do this once a month, you're likely to spot what could be a warning sign of melanoma.
Now, let me ask you a question. How often should we go in to have our doctor check us out? Is it something we would do at our yearly physical? And do we do it more as we get older?
Okay, the best bet is to go to a dermatologist. Usually insurance will cover a full body cancer check, and go every year or two.
Okay, because things can change pretty quickly. I guess if it is a melanoma, it can actually change. Are they slow growing or fast growing?
They can be fast growing, so you
Okay.
want to keep an eye. That's why it's so important to check every month on your own.
As we get older and we lose the elasticity in our skin and we've had more years and years out in the sun, men forget to check the top of their heads and the back of their ears and the back of their necks because those are the areas that seem to be exposed. Are these just signs that our body is getting older, or are we seeing cases of younger individuals with melanomas? Is it age related?
You know, most cases of melanoma are diagnosed in your 60s,
Hmm.
but it's not that uncommon to find people in their 30s, even their 20s, who have melanoma, especially, you know, if they've gotten some really bad sunburns when they're kids.
The confusing part of this is we're being told that we should be out in the sun getting the benefits of the sun. Vitamin D has kind of had this huge resurgence. Well, maybe its first actual upfront and in the spotlight, because I'll tell you, over the 40 years I've been in this field, vitamin D used to sit on the bottom shelf and nobody ever talked about it. And now vitamin D is up front and center. So now we're being told to be out in the sun to get the vitamin D. It's kind of a fine line we have to walk.
It is, but you know, vitamin D is so critical for strong bones, a strong immune system, and some surprising studies have linked it to certain forms of cancer too. But fortunately, you don't have to, you know, bake in the sun to get a sufficient amount of vitamin D. If you go out first thing in the morning for 10 minutes without sunscreen on a sunny day, you can get a good dose of vitamin D. But since we don't always have sunshine, you know, personally, I take a vitamin D supplement.
Me too. The other thing is, I was buying a new pair of sunglasses the other day, and there was just too many things to look at. I was looking at the UVBs and the UVAs and the filters and all this and the transition going in and out of buildings. I thought to myself, wow, when did they get to be so difficult? So maybe we need to understand that there are different types of sunlight, ones that can burn us and ones that get below the skin. Can we talk about the different kinds of sunlight rays? Because I think we just see them as basically sun.
We do, and there are three kinds of rays. There's UVA, which is ultraviolet A, there's UVB, and then there's UVC. UVC does not reach us. It's absorbed in the ozone, so we don't have to worry about that one. But UVB and UVA, we do. UVB are the burning rays. That's what's responsible for that nasty sunburn that just, you know, blisters, peels, and you know it's summer. But it's also the type of radiation that's most implicated in skin cancer. UVA rays are the tanning rays, and they attack the deeper levels of your skin. So that's why your tan hangs around for a while, probably longer than that sunburn. But long-term exposure to these rays can cause the premature aging, the wrinkles, the dark spots. The problem is UVA has also been found to contribute to all forms of skin cancer.
Like basal and squamous cell, both of those?
But
Wow.
also melanoma.
And melanoma as well.
Yeah, and melanoma as well.
So, I think the confusion comes in today where, in the summer, everybody loves to be out in the summer. We love water. We love being out in the yard. We love going to parks. We get outside. We shed our heavy clothes from the winter, and now we're outside. And you know, maybe we need to clear up some of the misinformation, because let's face it, you know, I do shows every week. I've been on the radio a long time, and there's more misinformation out there than really good information. And sometimes out of our desperation, we gravitate toward, you know, the information that might just be a little bit more confusing. So could we talk a little bit about, can we address some of these myths that are out there?
Oh, there are so many myths around gun safety. It's just, you know, not even funny. And, I mean, you know, if anybody's like me, I'm a sun junkie. Sun makes me feel happy, and I love the warmth, and I love spending time out in the sun during activities. So, you know, if you're like me, you really need to know the information so that you can make smart choices and safely spend time in the sun.
Okay.
There are, like, off the top of my head, I can think of, like, 7 different myths about the safety, you know, sun safety. The first one is that you should always avoid sun exposure, but, you know, like we were just talking about, you need it for the synthesis of vitamin D, and it's also a great antidepressant. So, you know, the sun is a life-giving orb, and not only for nature, but for us as well. So, it's important to spend some time in the sun, but you need to be smart when you do.
Okay.
Another one is that sunburns are the only way to damage your skin.
Mm.
But the UV rays, the tanning rays, actually can lead to premature aging, and they have a cumulative effect on your skin. So over time, they break down the collagen fibers in your skin, and you're left with the visible signs of aging. And if you get enough sun, you're left looking like a leather handbag. Another one is that, you know, I don't spend time outside. I'm not the outdoorsy type. I don't need to worry about sun protection.
That's a big one.
That's a huge one.
Mm-hmm.
Walking from your car to your office or to your house, you are exposed to sun throughout the day. That's one of the, you know, stealth ways to get sun exposure. Another one is through windows.
Uh-huh.
Most of us have, like, one arm during the summer that is a little more tan than the other.
Uh-huh.
And it's usually the one that's facing the car window on the driver's side.
True.
So, your car windows, and in some houses, you know, the windows in your house or your office, they don't have a UV rating. So the sun comes, you know, the UVA rays come right through. And they are UVA rays that are hitting you through glass.
You know what's funny is for a couple of years, I was driving back and forth to the coast quite a bit, and I actually cut off a sleeve of a sweater, and I would slide it up my window arm. And the reason I did that is I went out there and I was doing an event, and it was short sleeves. And when I got there and I was at the hotel, my one arm was completely tan and my other one was completely really light, and I looked ridiculous. So I figured that I was going to wear this sleeve, so I kept it in the car. And every time I was driving, I would put that sleeve up to my sleeve and down to my hand. And I said, okay, now I'm going to win this. I still got even a little bit through it, believe it or not. But nothing like I did full force of having it there being amplified by the window.
Actually, that's brilliant. but it probably looked a little silly, so
I'm sure it
might
it
be
did.
Better to use like a sunscreen on that one arm.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. But, you know, at that point in time, I was like, you know what, whatever. Now, what about this? What about this one? This was a big one. I have a dark complexion, so I'm naturally protected. I hear that all the time.
Yeah, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what color your skin is, you can still experience sun damage, and you can still have a risk of skin cancer. In fact, Latinos are at a greater risk for basal cell carcinoma, and African Americans have a higher risk of squamous cell carcinoma.
Wow.
So you know, it's, of course, if you're fair like me, I'm Norwegian and Scottish and Irish and, you know, freckles, and boy, do I burn easily. So, you know, I am prime candidate for any kind of sun damage. But it's really a false sense of security thinking that because you've got more melanin, you know, a darker complexion, that you're just naturally protected. You're really not.
You know, when we were growing up, we were lifeguards growing up in the Midwest, and way back then, which was, 35 years ago, more than that now, we would be back in the summer. It was about baby oil and iodine on your skin. I mean, we used to sizzle, and it was like throwing us in a cast iron frying pan. And, you know, we would burn, and then after that, we would be dark and tan the whole summer. And we never thought twice, but boy, I can't even imagine doing that today.
Oh, no, I trust me, I remember too, you know, throwing on that little bikini and dousing myself in baby oil. And, you know, the prevailing wisdom at the time when you were 15 was that if you got fried, you know, got your burn on and then it peeled, you would be left with your base tan and could go from there. And little did we know, we were setting ourselves up for, you know, a nice big fat age spot at age 40 and crow's feet at age 45. So, yeah, we do some silly things when we're young.
Well, on that note, how about this myth? I'm too young to have skin cancer.
No, you're not.
Okay.
Melanoma, unfortunately, often strikes people as early as their 20s.
Wow.
And, you know, the biggest risk factor is those sizzling sunburns, you know, that we were just talking about. I can remember a half a dozen massively major sunburns that I experienced when I was a kid. And that's one of the reasons why I do the A, B, C, D, E self-check. And I go in about every year to my dermatologist and get my skin checked. Because, you know, it's not just because of that. It's also because I have a family history of skin cancer. My dad's got it. And so I just keep an eye on things. Plus, I've got the freckles, which is another risk factor.
Now, how do you feel about tanning beds? The new tanning beds today are great ways to give us that healthy bronze glow. Are they better than they were in the past? Because when I used to start doing tanning beds, my goodness, this was probably 35 years ago. Back then, they were so primitive. They were actually stand-up little rooms with tin foil on the walls and a light in the corner. And, I mean, that was just so primitive. But that's all we knew. And we really wanted that tan. We'd do anything we could to get it. Now, what about today? They've got these luxurious, some of them look like they're cars. You can drive them, you know, and they've got all these protections in there. Are they better?
No.
No.
They emit large amounts of UVA rays.
Okay.
And, I mean, I know a lot of bodybuilders, and that is just part of the routine. You go in and you tan. In fact, I ran into a friend of mine the other day, and you know, we were talking about tanning, and he's a big muscular guy, and he, you know, said, "Oh, well, what level do you do?" Which means, you know, what level of tanning bed do you do? And I looked at him, I said, no, I don't do that at all, and here's why. And so he was really surprised. He didn't realize that the tanning beds actually were exposing him to so many harmful ultraviolet rays.
Well, you know, sometimes, you know, we're willing to take the trade-off in many parts of our life. And sometimes, you know, for the price of beauty, people will do a lot of crazy things. Now, that being said, how about sunscreen? Is that the best way to wrap us up and cover us up and, you know, keep us fully protected? And now I see sunscreens up to like 100. I mean, when do we stop? How much is too much?
Well, seriously, sunscreens can be a really good thing, but they're only part of your arsenal. You know, that you can't just totally rely on sunscreen and think you can call it good. There's other habits that you really need to develop too. But there's a lot of misunderstanding about sunscreens. And, you know, if you do your homework and you learn which types are best for you, then that's great. But to rely on them totally, definitely not a good idea. It tends to lead us into a false sense of security. So, you know, we spend way too much time in the sun.
You know, this is a topic that a lot of people are going to find interesting. So let's say you want to see what's coming up on the show. Like our Facebook page. Follow us on Instagram or Twitter. Let us know what your favorite healthy habit is. Then listen in. You might just hear it mentioned right here on the show. And let's face it, walking into most health food stores today can boggle the brain. Faced with shelf after shelf after shelf of supplements, how do you know which one to choose? Better Nutrition can help. Better Nutrition is the healthy shopping magazine, backed and packed with useful information on a variety of health topics, as well as deliciously healthy recipes and good-for-you lifestyle tips. Every issue will help you stay up to date on the best products and advice for optimal wellness. Pick up your copy of Better Nutrition at fine health food stores near you today. And you know, Kim, I was looking at some of this information, and you had two really good suggestions for books, Max and Mila at the Beach and the book Melanoma by Catherine Poole. These look like they would probably give people some good information, but probably in a very enlightening way.
The thing that I like about the first one is it's designed for kids.
Oh, even better.
Yeah, because, you know, when you're a kid, you're running around, you're having a good time, you're in and out of the water. You're not thinking of sunburn.
No.
But yeah, this gives kids a really fun way to learn about what they should and shouldn't do out in the sun. And you know, since, you know, the sunburns we get when we're kids are the ones that set us up for melanoma later in life, it's really critical.
Well, so let me ask you another question. Is the different part of the world that you're in, I mean, let's say we're traveling around the world, you know, and you're used to being in the sun, you need to take precautions because some other places you're going to, you may be more sensitive to the sun in that area. And I just think, once again, we just need not let our guard down.
That's true. That's true. And higher elevations, you're at a greater risk. You know, you sunburn a lot more easily. If you're at the beach, the reflection off the water or the lake will also contribute to burning faster.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. Years and years ago, I went to Los Angeles. I was at a rodeo, and it was right after I shaved my head for the first time. And I was out. It was 70 degrees, gorgeous, San Diego, and I didn't wear a hat. Now, I was thinking to myself, 70 degrees. It was overcast. I had the worst sunburn on my cranium that you could ever have. It blistered, it peeled, it seeped. It was. I had an infection in the skin. I will never, ever be out in the sun without cranium protection, and I'm a huge believer in wearing a hat. And, you know, being outside, you know, we have horses and, you know, and we're outside a lot. It is not worth taking a chance because you will burn faster than you think, and an overcast day, that's the days we let our guard down, and those are the days we get burned.
It's true. And even if you don't see the sunburn mm-hmm. because it's cloudy, you're still getting that UVA damage.
Yes. So I'm thinking this, the big picture of this is, you know, use the sunscreen, but use it on a smart level. You know, stay away from the tanning beds. Whether or not you consider yourself to be an inside or outside person, you still have to worry about protection. We're exposed one way or another, whether it's walking to the car, walking to the house, walking into the office, walking in and out of stores during the day. We still are getting exposure. But on the other side of it, we need to make sure that a little bit of it can go a long way and can be actually good for you. So it's kind of like walking a tightrope, but it's also about information and having some knowledge.
Absolutely.
What do you think the number one misconception today with the sun is for the younger people?
Probably that you should always avoid unprotected sun exposure.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. I think that that really does make I think that's going to make a big difference. I am so happy that you talked about that ABCDE self-check for melanoma. That is so smart. And, you know, and I'm the same thing. I'm on the same page. You know, when women are doing a monthly breast exam and men are doing a testicular exam looking for a tumor, these are things that we have to do. We can't just sit back and wait until you go to the doctor. You know, sometimes you could be your own savior.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's you've got to be proactive. And that way you get the best of both worlds. I mean, you get to enjoy the sun, and yet you get to do so safely.
You know, I had someone the other day. She said that, you know, she had got rid of her wrinkles and she had gone in for this face peel and gone to Beverly Hills and got a facelift and she had all this work done. And, you know, I saw the picture. She's looking incredible. And she says, I finally got rid of all this mess. And she goes, now I just need to get a little color. And I said, you do realize that now the journey starts for protecting what you just got done, which means screens and hats and staying out of the direct sun and no tanning beds because you've cleaned everything up, but your skin has a memory and it'll go right back again. Do you agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah, me too. Well, you know, this is good information, and I want to thank you so much for this great information today. These books are going to be a great plus, and I think a lot of people that are just looking for a little bit more information are going to find that there's good information out there. There's a blog called Sun Care 101, The Basics of Sun Safety for Kids. Of course, the website of the week, www.ewg.org/sunscreen. Really good information. So I'm hoping that you will take the time to check that out as well. Do the self-examinations. Make sure you're checking out your skin. Make sure that you are drinking plenty of fluids. You want to keep your body hydrated. And use good quality lotions at the end of the day because you want to rehydrate your body after being out in the sun. And you want to make sure that you're doing everything you possibly can to protect your skin. It's not just an age issue. It's a sun and a human issue. Don't let your guard down. Make sure that you're protecting your skin. Always ask questions. And number one, stay away from the tanning beds. You know, we don't want to intensify the problem. It doesn't make really good, you know, really good choice to just add to the problem. We all love the healthy glow, but there are other ways to achieve it today without putting your skin into a turmoil situation. I hope you'll remember to go to my radio show page at Radio MD. Look for Talk Healthy Today for the on-demand podcast of the show. I thank you for tuning in. Stay well.